Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Javas. I'm so excited to spend my morning with you. As always, welcome to Mornings with Mocha. Now, today's topic of today's show is Free Talk Friday. So today we're going to be talking about different subjects, different things that I've been reading about, been hearing about, been keeping my ear close to the ground to see what the Javas are discussing and talking about. So the first thing I wanted to talk about was relationships. I ran across this article that talked about how Will and Jada Pinkett Smith no longer say that they are married to each other. They refer to each other as their life partner. Now, when I first heard this, I was like, I don't know about that. Anybody that knows me knows I'm a big Will Smith fan, big fan of Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith. I really love, like, a lot of the strides they've made in their career as well as their marriage. What I love most about them is their interaction with each other and just their candid humor and just advice that they give to people. I find them hilarious. But for years we've heard rumors of them getting a divorce, or we have heard rumors of them having an open marriage. It's funny that people always say things about them, but yet they're still one of the most respected couples in Hollywood. And I think as I begin to delve into this and to see more of what they was talking about, my perspective changed, and I found myself agreeing with them. At first, I was kind of against them saying they don't refer to themselves as married. And I was thinking, like, why wouldn't they refer to themselves as being married? When you are married, you're in a holy institution between you, God, and that person. And I think so many of us have so many misconceptions about marriage, what marriage is, what it looks like, the roles of marriage, how one should behave, the role of a wife, the role of a husband, because we have been socialized and conditioned to believe that, hey, it's the husband's role to be the provider, the husband's role to take out the trash, the wife's role to nurture, to cook the food, to clean the house, and things of that nature. But that's not always the case for every marriage. Every marriage is different, and people enter into it doing different things. What works for one marriage may not necessarily work for another marriage. I'll give you the prime example. I took a class on coaching when I was becoming certified to be a life coach, and one of the classes I took was marriage coaching. I felt like as a single minister, someone who marries people, someone who counsels people, a class on coaching couples and marriage will be beneficial for me. This class turned my world upside down in what I thought about marriage, what I thought about relationships, and what I learned about coaching individuals. I thought that individuals who got counseling, that their marriage would last, that they would do well. And that's not necessarily true. A lot of times when couples go to counseling, the marriage is already over. And they're just looking for something tangible to help hold it together. But the marriage is pretty much done a lot of times. And that counseling only works of what you put in it. But I also learned that coaching is a better perspective of getting the help in a marriage, because coaching deals with positive psychology and it deals with where you're at now and where you want to go. Whereas counseling deals more with negative psychology, problems and issues of the past, how can we fix them to get to a better future? But what I learned about this class was stuff that I never thought that I would have learned about marriage. And it was so unique because I always thought if a couple didn't argue, something was wrong with that couple. Like, they're really not happy, they're really not dealing with the issues there, suppressing stuff. And in that class, I learned that every couple communicates differently, that communication is a must in that relationship. But just because a couple doesn't necessarily argue, that doesn't mean that their marriage is bad. And just because a couple does argue, it doesn't mean that their marriage is bad. It means that they may have different communication styles that may work for them. Prime example, one couple I learned about in study was a couple where when they disagreed about something, the wife would go shopping and the husband would go fishing. They ended up having a healthy, productive marriage opposed to a couple who always talked out their issues. Communication is key in any relationship. Finding your communication style works best for you. And for them to agree that they don't refer to each other as being married, they refer to each other as life partners, that happens to work for that particular relationship. So you can't judge that book by its cover. What I listened to Jada say is that she no longer sees him as just being her husband. She sees him as being her family. And he talks about how there's nothing he won't do for her, nothing he won't support her in. I was talking recently to a friend of mine, and we was talking about the purpose of marriage. Does your spouse believe in your purpose? And I was telling her I watched a very good interview with Dr. Matthew Stevens. And in that, he was talking about how essential it is for a spouse to feed the other spouse's purpose. And he said, when you have a wife that doesn't feel like her purpose is being fed by her husband, you have an unhappy unit. You have a marriage that's not productive. You have a marriage that's not whole. And these things happen because I think as married people, they need to be able to communicate and see each other's purpose. And I think that's what they have mastered in their marriage. I don't believe the divorce rumors. I believe they work very hard at being life partners, but however it works for them, it works for them. And I think you have to learn not to compare your relationship in your marriage to other people, because a lot of times when you do that, or to other people's standards, you will try to live out something that may not necessarily work with you. You do the best you can with what God has put in your hands, remembering your vows, remembering your loyalty and your promises and your commitment to that person. And God will honor that, and not only will God honor that, people will respect that. I think that will give people a different image and a different perspective of what marriage really is. Because what I've seen is a lot of times people get married with these misconceived notions. And I don't even think we as single people have a lot of misconceived notions of what marriage is and what marriage look like. I was talking to a good friend of mine, and I was saying, well, you know, what a lot of people don't understand about marriage that a lot of people see as single is sometimes the stability in it. You know, I would love to, hey, you know what? I don't have to work this week. I don't feel good. I'm not going to push my body to do it. And it's okay, because someone will have the rent. My husband will be able to pay the rent. Or I won't have to remember to take out the trash the night before because my husband will do it. And I know these may sound corny, because you may be married to someone that you can't depend on to do none of the above. But what I was telling my friend that was married is sometimes single people at least want the option of having that, whereas when you're single, it's just you, yourself, and I. And then she was talking to me, and she was saying the pros of it. Single is the freedom and stuff. So I think we have to take both into consideration. As I often say, count the cost. Enjoy the moment. Don't rush it. Enjoy it and embrace it, whether you find yourself single or married. Get in there and fight the good fight of faith and do what's best for you and parties involved. So if you're single, get up and do what's best for you. If you're married, do what's best for that person to help them shine without giving away all of you. And that's one thing I really love about their perspective on marriage. Will and Jada Smith both stress the importance of making sure that you take time for you. They talked about counseling. Counseling not being so much for the other person, but for you. Making sure that you're healthy and whole as an individual. You bring all of you healthy and whole to that situation, to that marriage, because a lot of times if you don't, what you're going to do is fester, have little problems festering. That's going to affect the marriage because it is affecting you as a unit of the marriage. So if you work on you, you'll be a better individual for the marriage. And that's what I learned in marriage counseling. A lot of times the couples may come to marriage counseling and they only see what the person is doing wrong, but they never realize what they're doing wrong. How can I make me better to make this marriage exist? How can I do better to make this relationship be a place of happiness? See, I can't control that person, but I can control me. I can control how I respond, and I control what I do in this relationship. I was thinking one day, at the end of the day, God is not going to be concerned with so much what the other person did in the relationship. He's going to want to know, were you a good and faithful servant over what I put in your hand? So whether that's my marriage, my relationship with my children, me as a mother, me as a minister, he's only going to want to know what I did. So I want to be able to say, hey, I was a good and faithful servant to this husband, to this wife, to this child, to this business, to my mother, to my sister, to my friends. So at the end of the day, that's what makes me different. That's what makes me set apart. That's what's going to push me to be a better unit to whatever I'm bringing to the table or whatever I'm doing. So that was my spiel on Will and Jada Pinkett Smith commenting that they no longer look at their relationship as a marriage, but a life partnership. That means they are fully committed to one another, to death do us part, meaning nothing or nobody is going to separate the unit that they have fostered together. Not Hollywood, not kids, not outside people. You got to watch them outside people, even the people that are closest to you, family and friends. You know, this is the person that I took on to death do us part. What are they bringing to the table? What is the spirit behind their face? Are they operating in true love or manipulation? You have to ask yourself these questions. Who is this person? What is their role in my life? God, show me the spirit behind the face. I constantly pray for that. I don't care how close we are, how long we've been friends, or what we're doing. God, show me the spirit behind this person's face. Show me what they're operating in. And when we take that approach, we walk into situations that we're not blindsided in. So I also love, love, love the fact that she started Red Table Talk, and I'm looking forward to the candid conversation she's going to have with her husband in Red Table Talk. And I love the fact that they haven't let their careers ruin their marriage. She started Red Table Talk without a contract, without, you know, all of these different people giving her a show. It was something she wanted to do, and she got out there, and she did it, and it's been pretty successful. I was looking at some of his things for the next few years. He has 7 different projects lined up. He has Bright 2, which went straight to Netflix, which my friend and I was talking about was a really good movie. I think he had over 11 million people streaming in when it first came through. He's doing Bright 2. He's doing Bad Boys for Life. And he has another film coming out. So this is someone who has worked hard, paid his dues, and still is working hard too. So that he's just not a come and go or a trend, but that he has some meat in the game. And And just watching that whole process, I can't wait until I do my first interview with him. I love Will Smith. Can't wait to do my first interview with him. I love the fact that he was talking about how he used social media to reintroduce himself to the world, and how you talked about he thought when he was an actress you had to have some type of mystery about you, remain private and stuff. But what I've found is a lot of people enjoy his wisdom, his sense of humor, and just his creative look and lease on life. I think him and Jada Pinkett have a huge platform to influence the world, and that they're doing a great job doing so. Switching lanes. Let's talk about this talk show that comes on late at night, Candy Coated Night. You know, with Candy from Escape. She now plays on Atlanta Housewives. She's doing a great job managing her funds and putting her stuff out there in what she does. Although I don't agree with all of her business ventures, I do think she's a savvy entrepreneur and that she's great. So Candy Coated Nights, really quick, Candy Coated Nights. It's more about relationships, sex, getting to know people. And I think the theme fits at Candy Coated Nights. And she has a whole line of sex toys and things like that that has boosted her economical value. She's also a songwriter, and she's part of the Real Housewives of Atlanta franchise. Really quick, I think Candy is a very savvy businesswoman. I said that before. I like the fact that she takes advice well. She talked about the very good advice LL Cool J gave her once. And she talked about, he told her, you always need to own something. You need to own your own car. You need to own your own house. And I think that was advice that she took to heart. Even sometimes if people rent things, it's some things you need to own for yourself. She said one of the most profound books someone gave her was The Millionaire Next Door. And one of my friends read that book, and she said, you know, Tanel, that's what I desire to be. I desire to be that secret millionaire next door, so I have the resources and the wealth to help people. And I remember I was going through a difficult time once, and she just came up and gave me a card with money in it. So she planted a seed into the greatness that God already had in us. And what I love is that, you know, sometimes we don't learn how to pay it forward in whatever we're striving or we are matriculating to be in life. We have to remember to pay it forward. What's so great about Candy's show is she sits down and she talks to different couples and hears their sides of relationships, their view on life, and things that make their relationships great. She was recently talking to Offset and Cardi B, which is a couple who are having a baby in the rap and entertainment industry and were secretly married for, I think, about 6 months. I think Cardi B and Offset probably make a very interesting couple. I don't know them to say whether it's good or bad. They seem very happy, but I will do as I do for all married people and pray for them and pray that their union goes well. But we also have to remember that to whom much is given, much is required. Any relationship is hard. And then when you add the stress of the limelight to it, it can be very difficult. So you just want to pray that their union goes well. Now, what do I know? I don't really know much about Offset. Really don't. Cardi B seems to be someone who became, I wouldn't say instantaneous, but famous pretty quick on reality shows, social media, things like that. What I think about her personally, I think that she got a flippant mouth. Let's just be honest. I've seen a couple interviews, and it's like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I think you have to be careful with that because in the Bible, it's said to be slow to speak and quick to listen, but you also don't want to have that persona of someone that just pops off. and her popping off, I can respect some of the stuff she does comment to. I know when someone commented about her being pregnant and in the club, she was like, well, since you're so concerned about my baby, why don't you get me some milk and Pampers? And I thought that was hilarious because a lot of times people don't understand that a lot of rappers and people in the limelight, they make money off appearances. So she was really working. So I think other people had a problem with, I don't know if she was drinking, but some people may have had a problem with that. So I think you have to be careful with what you say about people and how you say about it and how you judge a book by its cover. Recognizing and realizing that everybody's social location is different and people do different things for a living. So be careful how you deal with that. She also commented on Khloe Kardashian's relationship with Tristan. And I think she took the high end because they are friends, and I think that she was honest about her approach. She can understand why someone would stay with somebody after being humiliated. I think people stay in relationships for different situations, so there's no one rule fit all. So you have to be careful in what you say and how you deal with it. But I definitely agree with Candy that you should never allow anybody to yo-yo your feelings or treat your feelings as if they're not important. I think in relationships, you have to set a precedent in the beginning of what you will accept and what you won't accept and choose to allow it to shine through, because if you don't, that person may take advantage of your kindness if they are not a person of integrity. Should she leave him? Should she stay? I can't answer that. But a lot of people feel like she's getting her due justice because when she met him, he was already in a relationship. And he did that to his baby mama. So what made her think that she would be exempt from that same come up here, come on y'all treatment? But I do think that sometimes when people enter a relationship, they think, I can change that person. This is not going to happen to me. I'm different. I think it is the same perception that a lot of people have on AIDS and HIV, that this can't happen to me, that this won't happen to me. In all naturality, if you're not doing something to change the events or the course of your behavior, it can happen to you, and it will happen to you. I say it often that you have to be your best self-care advocate. If something is not good for you or good to you, then you should just leave it alone. It's my opinion on the whole take. You won't be the first person being a single parent, raising a child, and doing a great job, because it's in her to be a great mom. You could just see it in her, the mannerisms and the making of her being a great mom. You have to say, I deserve better. And maybe she will get better. Let's keep that relationship in our prayers and a close eye on it. And some people may choose not to do that, but, hey, to each his own. So let's talk about Tiffany Haddish and these roles that she's getting nonstop. Nobody's Fool, Night School. Seen some clips of both of these movies. Cannot wait for them to come out. I think they're going to be absolutely hilarious, hilarious. I think Tiffany is a great actress. She's very funny, things of that nature. I think a lot of times she's just being herself, but I think she may need to work on being a little bit more low-key in some of her interviews and stuff, because you don't want to be a one-hit wonder. And I don't think she's going to be a one-hit wonder, but you don't want your career to play out or people to be like, I like her, but she's just doing too much. So you may want to work on that a little bit, Tiffany, but I really am excited to see your two movies that's coming out. That's Night School and that's Nobody's Fool. And I'm excited to see it. I was telling my friends last night, I cannot wait to see this movie because anybody who knows me knows I'm a huge fan of Whoopi Goldberg. Like, I followed her career ever since I was a little girl. In fact, when this radio show is done wrapping up, I'm going to watch The Ending of Burglary. Love Whoopi Goldberg. I think she's a very good advocate for women's rights, education. This is the woman who pulled herself up by the bootstraps. She was on the welfare, when she made it big, she made sure she paid back all of the money she received on welfare. She was a single parent, just somebody who has won an Academy Award, an Oscar, like you name it, she's done it. I think she is a powerful voice in this generation. I love the role that she plays on The View. She definitely gives it. She's not afraid to speak her mind. She is a great role model for African-American women, women in general, and people in general. Love Whoopi. There's no wrong she can do in my book. Love, love, love her personality and just her ability to be who she is. Have you seen her prose? Oh, my goodness. From the 80s, early 90s, they are hilarious. When she plays this white girl and she has this shirt on her head and she describes, my hair is long and blonde and my eyes are blue. It's just she wraps you up in this character of what most African-American young girls have been socialized and deemed to think of beautiful. And I just think she does a great job in that, and it's just really good. You have to see that. Moving right along to the next story. So if you really took the social media on the 4th of July, it's really unique what was said about Tamara, Mary's husband. I'm trying to recall his name. It just slipped my mind. Had a brain fart. But however, his post for the 4th of July, some black commentators are clapping back at him because they feel like his comments were, in fact, those of a racist or elite mindset of thinking of white people, not understanding the plight of black people. And I will say that they were saying how Tamara has not said anything. I think she is doing the right thing by not saying anything, because first and foremost, she shouldn't cause tension in her household publicly. If she has said something to her husband about what she felt said being inappropriate, that's between her and her husband. It's not her place to take the public social media and clap back at what she feels is right or wrong. So I respect her and applaud her for not saying anything. I don't think he meant to be racist, but what you have showing its ugly head is white privilege. I do think his message was a message of inspiration. We are united. We are a nation. It's only 10% of us who feel this way, which is untrue. There are more people who feel like there is racism in America, institutional racism, racism just out, flat out racism. I think what he made was a lot of blanket statements from a white privilege perspective. What hurt him more was being that he's married to a black woman and he does not understand the plight that people of color face on a daily basis. That's why they're clapping back at him, and that's why they're coming hard for him. I think that they should have some conversations around it, and maybe he issue a different statement. I wouldn't say a public apology if he doesn't necessarily agree with it, because that's some of the problems we have now looking at media and stuff. People are apologizing for stuff they really don't mean. Well, I say have a frank conversation around it, learn something different. As Rose Martin would say, read a book and get better acquainted with some of the issues and the plight that people have, because the truth of the matter, at the end of the day, you do have children who are going to be deemed as black, not biracial, but black. My name is Tanelva Shawn Allen, and I have enjoyed spending my morning with you as always. Join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday right here at Mornings with Mocha. Go out there and be great.